Monday night, or Yud Dalid Elul, September 4th. Bar Halach and Chagos Halvavos. We started learning last night, pointing out that there's Hilchos Tshuva, just like there's Hilchos Shofar and Hilchos Tefillin. There's ways to do Tshuva, and there's a whole mahalach, a whole process of doing tshuva. It's not just some sort of feeling of regret. I really should be better this year. That's not tshuva. Tshuva is the steps of tshuva as detailed in the Rambam, Shari Tshuva. And we talked yesterday that one of the things that used to be very mekubal was tshuva samishkol, where people fasted and sort of created Yisurin for themselves, sort of a Shuvas HaMishkol means as a kapara for the pleasures they received out of Lashon Hara they talked, or maybe questionable foods that they ate, or eating without the bracha, or there's a whole list of things, which no need for me to say them, that people do. So now, the Shari Tshuva talks about fasting. They would fast even for a few days, not in a row necessarily, or in a row, but they would eat at night, based on the type of Avera that they felt they have to do Tshuva for. Nowadays, it's pretty mekubal that fasting would be detrimental to our physical well-being, and therefore, the poskim talk about giving staka, the equivalent of what food cost you for that day, as a substitute for eating. Arya is not here, but you could ask Arya, maybe it's good to fast once a week or once a month. Maybe it's very healthy. But they have to see what the doctor there says about it, Ishak, whatever his name is. There are those that fast like every Erev Yom Kippur, so that ends up every Erev Chodesh, that ends up being once a month. And the kids of Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's like people would skip a meal a week. Having said all of this, it's important to remember that fasting is not the point. The point is, again, to create a sort of a Tshuva Samishkol, but it's all Tshuva Samishkol. If you don't end up doing Tshuva, and you're fasting, and you schmooze away the time you're spending fasting, or you sleep away the time you're spending fasting, then the fasting really doesn't have a point. It's tshuva samishko, so without tshuva you can't have mishko, right? So, and certainly if a person, many people when they fast, they become short-tempered, and they lose patience with people, and they get more quickly angry at people. So certainly that makes fasting not kedai. So again, all this is reasons for not fasting. It's not reasons not to do tshuva. It's reasons maybe not to fast. But the fasting in any event is part of the tshuva process. Okay. So this Halavos was the tail end of Shara Bitochon. And we saw that he said that an obstacle to Bitochon is that we look at the immediate causes and not at the deeper causes or the far away causes. And really, there's many points to that point. But one of them certainly is that the more you are aware of Hashem, the more you see Hashem as the cause of everything, the more mature you grow in your seichel, and the more yedius Hashem you have, so the more betochen you will have. Because the obstacle is, as he's listing obstacles, is that you're not as aware of Hashem as you should be. Everyone pays lip service to Hashem, there's no question about that, but you're not as aware, be'emes, as you should be, that He is the cause of everything that happens to you. And then the Chavis HaLovis, to complete Shara Bitochon, he goes through 10 levels of Bitochon that people go through in their lives. And his point in listing, and then he ends up, but it's not all Hashem. He explains the process of having bitachon in Hashem as a person goes through his or her life. And he calls it 10 levels of bitachon. his point is, there's many points, there's a lot of different biurim and what Tavis Aldo's point in making this list is. But I think Alpi Pashtus, he's showing that as a person matures and as a person becomes more aware, then his circle of bitachon includes more the real causes, not just the superficial causes. As you'll see, as he starts listing them, what happens is that the person matures, becomes more wise, more understanding, and widens his perspective on what's really should be the source of his trust, of his reliance, of his bitachon. So when a yelad betchilis inyano, a child's born, so boteach al shdeimo, he doesn't even have bitachon on the mother. We're talking about he's not holding by the mother yet. He just knows where he gets his sustenance from, and that's what calms him down, and that's what he looks forward to, and he just knows that he doesn't know anything. He just hungry, he has this instinct of hunger, and then it gets it goes away when he sucks at the shadayim of the mother, and that's all he knows. Then he gets a little older, l'chashetechza kakaraso meshe bitchono alimo, he chaps, one day he chaps, maybe it's a few days old, maybe it's a few weeks old, he chaps that it's not the shadayim of the mother, there's a mother here. And the mother's the one, and now it's not just food, but it's if he's in pain or if he's dirty, and he starts having bitachon in the mother. And he brings down a pasuk for that. In lo shivisi v'damamti nafshi kagomol aleimu kagomol alei nafshi. Shvetechza kakaroso old, he gets more perception, more understanding, more wisdom. V'roya ki hanoga simu aloviv. The way a house is supposed to be run. The mother is not really the source of his bitachon. There's a father there, and the father's bringing an income, the father's running the house, the father is a Baal HaBayis. So it's really the father he turns his bitachon towards. He meishib bitachon elav, l'mainlas hagonoso elav. He chaps the value of the father, he chaps that it's flowing from the father, and therefore he starts having bitachon in the father. He gets a little older, and now he goes through a person's life really. So he doesn't feel like he's dependent on his parents anymore. It usually happens at around age 48, 49, 50. He feels he can earn his own way. He doesn't need his parents anymore. So he starts having bitachon in himself. And he's still ignorant of Hashem, so to speak. He's getting older, he's getting more mature, he's going through a natural process. I'm not talking about a person that's learning Chovas Halvavos and is growing and is steiging and is listening to Shirim. He's talking about the natural development of a person. So you have the child who's nursing, and then the mother, and then perhaps it's the father, and then he says, I'm talking to myself, I want to be self-sufficient, and I will take care of myself. That's number four. Okay, we'll stop here. There's still six to go.